Yo, welcome back to No Actual Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and here's my review, my recap for WWE Crown Jewels 2023. Let's get to it right here, right now, baby. The opening match was Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Not gonna lie, I have mixed feelings about this match being an opening match. I was a little confused just because going into this match, I really thought Drew McIntyre was a heel. But during the match, he was wrestling like he was a face. Even the video package made it look like he was a face, slightly turning heel. But who knows? After the match, Rhea Ripley was backstage, kind of gave him like that whole, I told you so. So there is a chance maybe Drew McIntyre will eventually turn heel. This was just like the start of it. Overall, the match was fantastic. It was a great opening match, so I gotta give it an 8 out of 10. The second match was for the World Women's Championship, or the Women's World Championship, while Rhea Ripley defends the title against Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, Raquel Rodriguez, and Nia Jax. It was a decent match, to be honest. I didn't really start getting into this match towards the end. Overall, the match was pretty good. I got to give it a 7 out of 10, though. And the next match, John Cena versus Solo. It was okay. Honestly, it was one of those matches that I don't know why I expect so much from John Cena. Till this day, I still expect so much, and I understand why he's not wrestling as much as he can, because he did say it himself, he is getting older. You know, the guy used to wrestle like every month, like every day, basically every year, 300 days on the road doing media, news, house shows, pay-per-views, televised. The guy has done it all for over 10 years. So he's finally getting to that point where he can't do it as much. And also he's going back to Hollywood where he didn't want to risk himself getting hurt. So everybody really thought he was going to go over against Solo. But unfortunately he put Solo over, which is not a bad thing. But at the same time, it's kind of like one of those things. Rumor has it that John Cena may retire, that this may be his last match. The reason why people are saying that is because obviously he's going back to doing Hollywood. When are we going to see him again? That's the unknown. There is a chance that we may never see him again. I highly doubt that. I really hope we get to see him at the Royal Rumble next year, because it is going to be in his hometown or wherever he's residing. It's going to be in Tampa. He lives in Tampa, so everybody thought he was going to win this match and he was going to face Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. Clearly didn't happen. Hopefully Cena shows up for the Rumble. Hopefully we get to see Cena at WrestleMania 40. I really truly believe that if Cena is going to retire, it should happen at WrestleMania 40, because 20 years ago, his first actual WrestleMania was at WrestleMania 20. So 20 years later would be a nice way for him to retire. So, but this match, it was decent. It wasn't bad. I got to give it another 7 out of 10. Rey Mysterio, Logan Paul. Again, it was nothing against Logan Paul. It just, I expected more from both men. The match was decent. It was good. Nothing bad. I do appreciate. I got to give props to Logan Paul for saving Rey Mysterio when Rey Mysterio did that springboard moonsault. And he was too... he didn't get... I don't know what... It was just bad timing. I don't know whose timing it was. It could have been Rey Mysterio that he flipped too late. It could have been Logan Paul that he was too far from the X mark where he was supposed to be at. You know, regardless, whatever the miscommunication was, Logan Paul, his instinct kicked in, and he went and caught Rey Mysterio. You know, I don't know if he knew that what he was doing. Like, oh my gosh, Rey Mysterio, I gotta catch Rey Mysterio, or he knew that, oh, I'm late on catching him. Don't know what it was, but regardless, he saved Rey Mysterio. He caught him, he hit a power slam, making it look like, oh, that was part of the act. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Regardless, props to Logan Paul for catching Rey Mysterio, for saving his life, or saving a terrible injury. Other than that, congrats to Logan Paul for winning the United States Champion. The only problem was is about this match, they didn't build it up as much as I would like to. It got to a point where I was like, okay, it's Logan Paul. Most likely he is going to win. And that's the problem I had, that he was going to win just because he's Logan Paul. They could have actually built this up to something, but they didn't. They just said, okay, well, we're going to throw this match. Logan Paul's going to win the title. That's the only... Anybody, if they would have done this with anybody, I would have had an issue with it. So it's nothing about Logan Paul. I'm excited for Logan Paul being United States champion. Rumor has it LA Knight is going to go face Logan Paul for the United States title. So that's something to look forward as well. How crazy would it be if we got Logan Paul versus John Cena at WrestleMania for the United States title? That would be insane. I would have preferred Logan Paul facing LA Knight.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania. Oh, for that match, Logan Paul and Rhea Ripley. Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio, I got to give it a 6 out of 10. There was nothing besides that one incident that made me like remember this match. There was nothing special about this match. It was a decent match. 6 out of 10, it's not a bad... It's not. It was just a decent match. That's all it was. Now, this match was pretty good, even though I missed like the first 3 minutes of this match. But this match actually did pick up for me. And it got to the point where I was just like locked focus into this match. Is Io Sky a Lita fan? Because she dressed it up like Lita. And she looked like Lita as well. So... And also, it kind of, like, it got me thinking about the whole moonsault. Like, made me think, like, maybe she is a fan of Rhea Ripley. Maybe she is a fan of Lita. So, overall... Oh, and then Kairi Sane made her return, which was insane. And, because everybody thought... I was surprised how many more people really thought that was Dakota that showed up to attack Bianca Belair, but it turns out it was Kairi Sane. Even Bayley was going crazy, like confused of what just happened. So congrats to Kairi Sane for coming back to WWE. This is going to be a interesting direction for all these women. So especially with Damage Control, it kind of sucks that they're going to break up soon. I was hoping for Io Sky versus Bayley at WrestleMania 40. For the WWE Women's Championship. But this match right here, I got to give it an 8 out of 10. Actually, I got to give it a 8.5 out of 10. I got to give it 8.5. This is actually the highest rate that I gave for WWE Crown Jewels. Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest. It was pretty insane that Damian Priest tried to cash in on Seth freaking Rollins. But obviously, Sami Zayn came out, attacked them, took the briefcase, and ran away. So this match was a good match. Nothing too special. Once again, I did enjoy the match. It was like great competition from bell to bell. So I got to give this a 7 out of 10. And the main event, LA Knight versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. This match started off pretty hot with the fans going crazy for LA Knight. They were rooting for LA Knight. And I really hope LA Knight gets another opportunity. The only problem I did not enjoy was LA Knight didn't get any help from Cena. I wish he could. He should have gotten help from Cena because Cena was basically fine after the match. He got up, waved at the fans, and then leave. He wasn't selling anything. He didn't, you know, got carried away by structure. I feel like John Cena should just came out, hit everybody at AA, and then just leave, giving us that hope that LA Knight was going to get the W. But we kind of had a somewhat moment where we thought LA Knight was going to win. But fortunately, Jimmy put the foot on the ropes to save Roman from losing the title. So clearly the rivalry between LA Knight and the Bloodline is just basically just getting started, so that's something to look for. Hopefully we get to see LA Knight to face Roman Reigns either at Survivor Series or at the Royal Rumble. So yeah, LA Knight has a bright future. Can't wait. Again, there's a chance he may face Logan Paul for the United States title. But this match, I gotta give it a 8 out of 10. So Roman Reigns beat LA Knight with the spear. It took 3 spears and distraction from Solo and Jimmy for him to get the win. But thanks to Jay, he showed up and kind of like made it somewhat even. But unfortunately, the damage was done. Roman was able to retain the Undisputed Universal Championship. So 8 out of 10. Overall show, I got to give it a solid 8 out of 10. It was a great event. Great matches. Everything was just great. It wasn't like something amazing or anything like that. But it was something like, just going base because it's Crown Jewels. And every time WWE has a show at Saudi Arabia, there's always been like a 1 or 2 good matches throughout the whole card. But finally, after a few shows, every match on the card has been fantastic. And this is one of them as well. So, in other good news, WWE has made it official that WWE Survivor Series in Chicago will have War Games. So that's going to be something to look forward. You know, we're probably going to have Judgment Day teaming up with the Bloodline to face, well, I don't even know who they're going to face. Jey Uso, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, LA Knight. So that's going to be something to look forward. And also the return of CM Punk. Possibility, or the return of Randy Orton. With CM Punk, rumor has it that he is going to accept a open challenge from Shinsuke Nakamura, and then also Randy Orton may return as well to face the Bloodline or to challenge Shinsuke Nakamura in the open challenge as well. So yeah, that's going to be exciting. So yeah, anyways, appreciate for everybody that tuned in. Hit that like and subscribe. Links in the bio for TikTok, merch, IG, other episodes that we have done in the past, Spotify, Google. So until next time, I'm Ian and I am out. Doo-doo-doo!